Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it. Even when the forecast is unpredictable, find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
It's the 71st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show happening July 21st, 22nd in Norman at the Embassy Suites. A tremendous set of speakers, including closing keynoter meteorologist Matt Makins with a long-term weather outlook, including a look at El Nino, Texas rancher Donald Brown, and NCBA President Todd Wilkinson, and many more. Register online at okcattlemen.org. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 21st, 22nd, Norman. Still struggling with the 2023 hard red winter wheat harvest in the Southern Plains because of rains. Oklahoma trying to get up to full speed, perhaps this week with some drier weather. 43% of the wheat crop now harvested in Oklahoma, according to the latest Oklahoma Wheat Commission harvest report from Mike Schulte, indicating that we should start moving forward if we can stay dry and we warm up this week, as is being predicted right now. Paul Papalow is a custom harvester. He's done some work in the Walters area, pretty good yields there, and now he's jumped over into Kansas.
You know, so far the yields are better than we expected. In Kiowa, we have lost about a third of our acres that were zeroed out because of drought, but what we've combined has been in between the 30 and 40 bushel range.
Oklahoma State University announcing that Dr. Jason Lusk will be the new dean and vice president for DASNR at OSU, the Division of Agricultural Sciences, Natural Resources. Dr. Lusk was on staff for 12 years as an ag economist at OSU. One of our conversations with Dr. Lusk way back in 2016 talked about his view on how we need to talk about the benefits of agricultural technology for consumers. That was a central focus of a book that he had just released at that time, Unnaturally Delicious.
You know, there's a kind of common view out there, I think, among a lot of people in the public, that if we can just get ourselves back to sort of 1950s agriculture, we'd be better off. Coming from a background where I have some sense of what that was like, I don't think that's a route we want to go. So what I've tried to do is, in each chapter, pick an example of an entrepreneur or an innovator or a scientist or a farmer who's innovating, using a new technology in some way to try to make the food system better, and trying to put into practice what I just described, trying to link what's happening on the farm and in the food sector with what the consumer sees. How is this? What does this do for me? So I give lots of examples, everything from new chicken cages that are both good for the farmer and good for the hen. I talked to our own wheat breeder here in the state, Brett Carver, and what he's doing to produce wheat that's disease resistant for the farmer, but also good for the consumer, and how they've been working on all kinds of practices to improve sustainability. So, you know, every chapter picks an example like that and tries to talk about it from the eyes of a food consumer and through the eyes of the innovator, because a lot of the folks in the food sector, just like most farmers, they want to do well, both for their family in the future and for the food consumer. And my belief that if most food consumers had a better connection with those farmers and food innovators, they'd be more optimistic about the future of food, too.
Dr. Jason Lusk, with a great ability to talk about agriculture to a general public that really doesn't understand the miracle of modern production agriculture. Dr. Jason Lusk bringing that ability to connect with the public to his new role as Dean and VP of DASNR at OSU in August. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.